application.
This is case number 12,680. Renata Grabiak seeks a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed pool and walkway, sections 115.42, 115.183, and 115.185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Arrowhead Drive within the Pinecrest Terrace subdivision. The 911 address is 30033 Arrowhead Drive, Ocean View. The zoning district is GR. The tax parcel is District 134, Map 9, Parcel 156. Specifically, the applicant requests a 4-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed pool and a 5-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a proposed walkway. There are 0 letters of support, 0 letters of opposition, and 1 mail return. Staff note that the Planning and Zoning Department did grant an administrative variance on October 14th, 2021 for a 1-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for that pool. And we do have a copy of that in the file for reference. And the neighbor's pool permitted and issued the neighbor's pool was permitted and issued a CO in 2007. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Good evening. My name is Renata Grabiak, 333 Arrowhead Drive, Ocean View.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. Mr. Phillips, I just want to clarify something. You had said that there's a administrative variance of 1 foot from the 10-foot side yard for the pool. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. And we're seeking a 4-foot variance for the pool as well?
Well, we are now seeking a 4-foot variance, yes, for that pool, for a proposed pool.
What was the administrative variance for then?
Well, it was a 1-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback for a pool.
All right. Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
The floor is yours.
Okay. Well, we are trying to, we're actually in the process of building a pool, which is 14 by 30. And for the safety reason, we need to have 4 feet walking area around the pool. So therefore, I would like to ask for the variance to be able to have that.
Okay, do you have your application with you? We have 5 criteria we use to grant a variance, and if you have that application, you should have your answers to that. Could you go through them for us, please, one by one?
So yes, we do need that variance in order to create that 3 feet walking distance, walking space between the house and the wall of the pool. The pool has to be elevated. It's going to be 2 feet above the ground. So the 4 feet, will be actually walkway that will walkway around the pole, right? 4 feet, and there is a 3 feet walking space between the house to enter to the back of the property. Our neighbors also have the pool, so they don't have anything against our requirements. And the pool being built closer to their property lot. With this 4 feet, actually it's gonna be 6 feet from the property line to the water.
Okay.
So
I've got a
it's
question.
Actual 6 feet from the water to the property
line. 'Cause I'm a little confused on this. The drawing I'm showing here, I see here, shows it Is this an elevate, you said it's an elevated pool?
It's going to be elevated, yes.
So the walkway, I presume, is also going to be elevated around the pool? And is that elevated walkway going to go right to the property line?
Yes.
Okay. I don't see why it's a 5-foot of a 10-foot variance. It's probably a 10-foot variance.
I agree.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, we agree. It would be a full variance because it's going to the property line.
It looks to me from the drawing, this is administrative.
Yes.
We're just trying to make sure that we have the right request in front of us. So I just want to make sure we're clear on that. The rear of this pool, it looks like it has steps going kind of towards the canal to the rear. Is that right?
That's right.
And are those steps also going to be right up on your side property line?
That's right.
Okay.
On the right side of the pool.
On the right side, like if I'm looking towards the to the rear of your property,
mm-hmm.
there's a walkway that goes around it, and I think the drawing I saw showed steps that go the width of that walkway.
That's right.
And it would go up to basically your side property line.
That's right.
Okay, so there's going to be, you would need a variance from the side yard both for the steps and for this, essentially it's a deck, basically being elevated by that couple feet. That's essentially what it is. And then there's also going to need to be a rear yard variance from those steps and from the deck and from the pool. Am I right?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
I would agree with that, yes.
Right. So what we're just trying to figure out is we want to make sure that we have all the right variances accounted for in your request. And I always want to get that up front. So it's more for staff, but I want to make sure we're clear on a few things. So I apologize if it's
okay.
Seems like we're, you know, we just want to pin down the right numbers for everything. So Mr. Phillips and Ms. Norwood will calculate what those actual variances would be, but I apologize if that interrupted your train of thought. You know, you certainly have the floor to remain on.
We left off at number 2, cannot otherwise be developed.
Well, without the variance, the pool will not have the safety walkway around the pool for the family members, and the walkway is really needed to be the 4 feet, just for the safety reason. The space is limited, so that's the only place we can put that pool. There's no other way. And the pool will not take anything away from the value of the property or the neighbor's property.
We're not necessarily concerned about the value of the property. We're more concerned about these criteria we have for a variance. Can we continue to go on with the criteria for a variance? Can we go to the not created by the applicant? Can you explain to us how this is not created by you being the applicant? How you putting a pool in your backyard and using the full variance that you're going to need? How is that not created by you? Can you explain that to us as a board?
Well, I thought that this is just what I need to ask for the variance.
If I may.
I don't know if I understand that.
I'll maybe ask it differently.
Uh-huh.
So in order for you to get a variance, to obtain for this board to grant one, there's certain legal criteria that you have to meet. The first fundamental criteria is that you have to demonstrate there's some uniqueness to this property, and that due to that uniqueness of the property, that it has created an exceptional practical difficulty for you to reasonably use the property. It can't be created by you. There's law that says, you know, just because you want something doesn't necessarily equate to meeting the standards for granting a variance. So it has to be created due to some unique physical condition related to the property. And I think what the chair was trying to speak to was what is unique about this property that has created that exceptional practical difficulty for you?
It's very narrow. The property is very narrow. So the space between the house and the property line is limited. And being with the waterfront, there's no way that we can build this pool, you know, on the waterfront facing the canal. So we're trying to fit with the space that we have and making sure that we have enough room for the walking area between the house and the wall of the pool, which is only 3 feet, and having variance will allow us to have that 4 feet platform around that pool. This is basically for the safety reasons.
Okay, can we go to will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood? Can you go to that?
Sure. The neighbor on my left side has a pool, in-run pool, that is also being elevated 2 feet above the ground. So we'll try to stay with the same level. And I don't see that this pool will affect any of my neighbors or their properties.
Okay, and then the last criteria, the minimum variance required to afford relief.
Mm-hmm. Well, we need that, basically we're asking for that 5 feet, and pool,
yes.
Will actually, the walkway from the neighbor's property to the edge of the water is going to be 6 feet. So 6 feet from the neighbors to the water.
Okay. Do you have anything you'd like to add?
I would like to just say that, you know, we have this limited space, and I wouldn't ask for the variance if there would be no problem for the safety. But we try to apply for the 1 foot, and I would decide this is not enough. It won't give us that walking space around the pool.
Okay. Any questions from the board?
Is there any other way you could get the room, you think, other than asking for a variance?
No, there's no other way. This is why, like I said, we thought that 1 foot will be okay, but it's not.
How about a smaller pool?
Didn't consider this pool is just 14 by 30, and with the cost of the pool, actually we decided to go with that size because it's prefab. This is a fiberglass, so the shapes are limited, and we need to have automatic cover. This is also for the safety reasons.
They don't make a pool any smaller?
Smaller pools are different shapes, and they don't have automatic covers.
Okay, thank you.
And did you consider putting in a pool that would be all the way in the ground so you wouldn't need a variance?
All the way in the ground? Well, this is waterfront, and with being in a flood zone, I think it's safer to have this pool elevated.
Okay. Your neighbor's pool patio, it looks like it goes right up to the property line. Is his patio on the ground or is it raised?
It's raised.
It's raised. So he has a raised patio right up against your property line?
Right.
And you want to put your patio right up against his patio?
Right.
Is this the proposed patio, would that be a pressure-treated wood patio or would that be concrete?
Probably concrete.
Okay. Is your neighbor's also concrete?
Yes, it is.
He has a concrete raised patio right up on your property line?
Right.
Did you build this house?
No. We okay. bought it in 2013, and we rebuilt the house.
Is there anything in the front yard that would prohibit you from putting your pool in the front yard?
Front yard?
like a septic system or anything like that in the front?
There's probably septic system.
So you're not sure?
I'm not sure. No, we didn't even think of placing that pole on the front yard.
Okay, so you never considered whether to put it in the front yard?
No, we did not, just because we thought that, you know, it's going to be, it's going to work better for us to have this pole built next to our neighbor pole.
Okay. In, of your neighbors that surround you, how many, would you say that more than half or fewer than half of them have poles?
I don't know who has a pool.
You don't know. Okay. All right. We know your one neighbor has a pool, apparently.
Right.
Okay.
And it's going to be in the same, you know, property, basically line. So.
It looks like, okay, this is all proposed. You haven't put anything in yet, right?
No.
Okay. It looks like you want your new pool deck to be 4 foot away from the house. Is that correct?
The pool is going to be 7 feet away from the house.
Okay, because what I'm looking at here, you've got a 5 foot deck that you want to put around the pool, right?
Yes, from the neighbor's side.
And then I see an area between the deck and the stairs going up your house. I see stairs here.
Yes.
And then somebody wrote in here 4 foot between the deck and the stair.
Between the deck and the staircase is almost 4 feet.
Almost 4 feet, okay.
I think we measured three. Whatever is on that drawing,
it does,
right?
It does sum up to 7. It's 4 feet and then 3 feet,
yes,
to the stairs, right, to make the 7 foot separation.
Okay. Is it necessary for the deck to be 5 feet wide for safety? Could it be less?
You mean the 5 feet deck from the neighbor's side?
Well, you have 5 feet. Well, you actually have 5 feet on three sides, and you have 4 foot on the rear by the canal.
Right.
Is there, can that deck wrapping around your pool, can it be smaller?
I, you know, for safety reason, I will keep, you know, as large as possible.
Okay.
When you say safety reasons, and I understand walking around the pool and all.
Well, 4 feet is about, what, this length, maybe. So just to be able to walk comfortably around the pool, I think 4 feet should be minimum.
Did the pool company tell you that?
That's also right.
Okay.
They told me that the pool has to have 4 feet walking deck around.
Okay.
Ms. Norwood, I believe our code says minimum of 3 feet, isn't it?
Correct.
So just for the board's edification, she's going to have 3 feet anyhow.
Mr. Sharp, so I see why we would need the full variance on the side, but what was your question regarding the rear yard setback? Because I believe they're within the five feet from the rear property line is what I'm scaling out. So I'm not sure if we need a variance from the rear yard.
Well, I have two drawings here, Mr. Phillips, and it's a little difficult for me to tell which one we should be relying upon, because there's one that appears to have a pool that frankly looks a slight bit larger than the other one, and they both are dated the same, and one of them has steps that project out, and the other one has a shaded area, and it's difficult for me to tell if that's the deck or not. We could perhaps ask the applicant for a little clarity on that, but
yes,
if it's the one that has the shaded areas, that looks very close to that kind of waggle on the rear property line. So, you know, if it's the other one, then it would appear that there probably would be sufficient rear yard distance. So, Ms. Grabiak,
yes.
Did I get that right? We have these two different drawings, and I'm trying to verify which one is the right one to be looking at.
This one has the shaded areas and some notations on it. This one's a little cleaner, but it appears the pool appears to be smaller on that drawing.
This is not to a scale, this is white.
Okay.
This is to a scale.
Okay. So what Ms. Grabiak has shown is the one that has the larger, looks like the larger pool and some additional shaded areas, that's the one we should be relying on. Thank you.
Okay.
Now, Ms. Grabiak, just jump point off of that. In looking at this, the shaded areas to the rear that we showed there, that's the entirety of the walkway?
Yes.
And the steps go off of that?
Yes, to the front, to the front of the canal?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. From the rear of the, basically from the rear property line, it goes projects towards the canal.
Mr. Sharp, do you have any further questions?
So we do. I don't know if the board has any others.
I do.
This may have already been said, but how far will it be from the property line? I just want to make sure I'm looking at this right.
Which it's property line?
6 feet, right?
From where it says, I'm looking at this survey where it says neighbor's pool patio and then arrow. How far will the deck be from the edge of the deck be from the property line?
You're right to it.
It's up to it. Okay. Yes, it's a full variance.
Okay. That's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure I heard right.
Tim? We did not use this survey. A couple questions. On the picture, it appears as though is there a shed in the space where you're proposing to put the pool?
No, we removed the shed.
I'm sorry?
The shed is being removed.
Okay.
There's no shed.
So, to Mr. Corin's question, if I heard you right, your neighbor's pool patio, you stated, was a concrete raised elevation.
Right.
2 feet?
2 feet.
Okay, so what we're looking at then is two-foot raised elevations, both concrete.
We don't have to go with the concrete. We can go with the wood.
Okay, but your variance brings it up to the property line.
That's correct.
Okay. So on the form that I'm looking at, we have distance from the pool to the stairs, and I'm not sure which number to read. It looks like a 6 to me, but do we have 9 feet from the edge of the pool to the stairs?
That's what it looks like.
Or is it 10?
This survey shows 9.
Okay, so 5 foot all the way around, plus another 4 feet grass area from the edge of the raised patio to the stairs, for a total of 9.
Yes.
Are we on the same? And the requested variance is, well, it's now for 10, correct, Mr. Jar?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is not a lot that benefits from the small lot ordinance, so it is subject to the 10-foot side yard. It's larger than the minimum small lot.
And it's your testimony, ma'am, that there isn't a smaller pool that could fit in there that would have a self-closing cover?
We look at the other pools, and there is nothing that can have automatic cover.
Okay.
So the pool company, Pool and Spa Limited, that they suggest this.
When you mean automatic cover, do you mean like an electronic?
That's right.
Okay.
Because we have little grandkids, and we're trying to make, you know, keep this safe.
Does the pool have to have an electronic cover? Can it be, can you have, like they do with a lot of pools where they have the buckles in the concrete and you hook it in and you have, then you cover it that way?
No, just because the kids, you know, running around, and if, for safety reason, I prefer to have automatic cover. We have 3 grandkids, 6, 4, and 2 right now. So that's preferences, I guess. I would like to be better safe than, you know what I mean? The kids, the property fronting the water, that's basically the area where the kids play at most. So we never consider even to have on the back, there's not enough sun, and there, you know, when you entertain, you'll not be able to see your children playing or see them, watching them, you know, going to a pool. If they're not allowed to go to the pool because there's not enough, you know, guardians, then we just close that automatic cover.
Can I ask staff, was there ever a variance given for 157?
I don't believe so. No, there was no record of a variance for 157, but it was CO'd in 2007.
The dwelling?
No, the pool. It, for the pool.
So it didn't need a variance?
We're unsure if they would have needed a variance for the pool. Because the property lines are a projection onto the imagery,
sure.
We can't make that determination, really. We would need to see a survey. And unless they come forward with one, then we don't have it.
I'm not looking to open up that can. I'm just curious about a 2-foot raised concrete.
Yes.
Deck on 150.
So I'd like to advise the board and let Mr. Sharp know that we have 2 surveys in front of us. We used one of them in review and in advertising. And then the second survey has different, has slightly different measurements. So in the second survey, we would need a variance from the rear yard setback, and I would agree with that if that's the survey that needs to be utilized. But our staff did not utilize that survey in advertising or...
For that, we kind of a similar problem like we had earlier tonight with Alexander case. Yeah, I just looked at the agenda here. It's only advertised for side yard, so that's the only thing before the board tonight, not a rear yard. So that's something to keep in your mind. Even if the board were inclined to approve these, we would not be able to approve the rear yard variance. What that means, Ms. Grabiak, is the application when it came in, because the one survey, which is the kind of the clearer one, did not indicate that a rear yard variance was needed, only a side yard. We didn't advertise for a rear yard. So if we would need to have a second application come back for a rear yard variance for the anything to project into the rear yard. So using that plan that you showed us here, that one would indicate that there would need to be at least one variance, perhaps multiple variances. And I'll let Mr. Phillips opine as that, but the board is not able to approve that tonight because it's not been advertised for that. Or even, you know, we can't consider, can't approve it or deny that part tonight. So the only issue is going to be the side yard variances.
So by advertise, you mean you have notified all the neighbors again?
Correct, correct.
Any further questions from the board?
Did you talk to the neighbor with the raised patio next to you? Did you talk to him and about this, and what did he say?
About building a pool?
Mm-hmm.
He's fine with that. He has nothing against. We also talked to all the neighbors around, and there's no objections. So
did you explain that your patio would be right up against his?
Yes.
Okay, and he was okay with that?
He's okay with that. We even talked to the neighbors across the creek, and everyone is fine. No one had any objections towards us building this pool or bringing closer to, you know, the neighbor's lot.
And there's no barrier between your property and your neighbor's property in terms of a fence, in terms of anything that would restrict anyone from walking across your proposed patio to your neighbor's patio?
There's a fence, right? There's a fence. His fence is 6 feet tall, and it comes with 8 feet from the water, and then drop to 4 feet.
So he has a fence on his property?
Yes.
And Dr. Carson, we would require a fence as well in permitting. So some sort of fence is still going to be required.
Yes, we are aware of this, so we are planning to fence all this area around. So when the construction is done, then we can finalize with the fence.
Thank you.
Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 12680? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 12680? Operator?
At this time, there is currently no one on the line.
Thank you. If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we deny case 12680 for Renata Grabiak for the requested variance. The property does not have unique physical conditions which have created an exceptional practical difficulty for the applicant. Applicant has failed to demonstrate the property cannot be developed in strict conformity with the Sussex County Zoning Code. The exceptional practical difficulty has been created by the applicant, and the variance does not represent the minimum variances necessary to afford relief.
Second. Motion and a second. Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for the reasons.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for those reasons. So with a vote of 4-0, case number 12680 has been denied.